covering Michigan and the world from his bunker below the bridge. Here is Steve Gruber.
It's a legal matter, baby. You got me on the run. It's a legal matter, baby. A legal matter from now on.
Tuesday, the 19th of September. Glad to have you here. There was a big get-together at the Lansing Center. Basically in the shadow of the state capitol yesterday, hundreds of people turned out for the Michigan Civil Rights Commission. They were holding an open hearing because they had been asked, I don't know if asked, because I think demand was closer to the right word, by a group here in Michigan to basically change the law when it comes to protected groups, when it comes to LGBT discrimination and so forth. David Coleman from the Great Lakes Justice Center here to explain. He was there in person. Counselor, welcome back.
Good to be here, Steve.
All right, so tell me how this started, where it originated, and how we got to the Lansing Center.
Well, about 2 months ago, Equality Michigan and the Michigan ACLU sent a request to the Michigan Civil Rights Commission to pass an interpretive statement, they call it, which is something that's permitted under the law for the commission to pass this proposal or policy, and they were asked to literally amend the Elliott Larson Civil Rights Act, Michigan's civil rights law, by adding sexual orientation and gender identity to the protected classes under the law. That was the request. The commission opened it up for public comment through August 15th. We submitted an issue brief pointing out that they did not have the constitutional authority to do that. They're not the legislature. And then the hearing, public hearing, was held yesterday.
And so, okay, they wanted to make this interpretive. They basically wanted to have the law change without it going through the proper channels, that being the legislature, in my estimation.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why we pointed out to them that this was a separation of powers issue. The Civil Rights Commission is created under our Michigan Constitution, and it's really kind of its own animal out there. It's not the judiciary. It's not the legislature. The governor appoints the people that serve on the commission, for Republicans, for Democrats, and they're supposed to handle issues of civil rights discrimination in the state. But they're not the legislature. Only the legislature can change the law, and so that was the dispute.
Okay, so here's the one thing that came out of the discussion yesterday, though. There was still a 5-2 vote. Apparently, a couple of the folks didn't get the memo that you can't really make this vote. They didn't understand the basic tenets of the legislature does this, the people that are elected to serve my needs or the constituents of their districts and so forth, they missed that memo and they voted anyway. My question is, where does it go from here? They kind of tabled it, and then it kind of feels like they tried to hang around Bill Schuette's neck from what I read.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you read the media accounts this morning, you would think Bill Schuette was there and actively opposing this request and everything, and of course he was not. There was an assistant attorney general there who works for the commission, and he was asked, after all the public comment, and by the way, all the public comment was about equally split between supporters and those opposed, and the attorney general there said, the assistant, that nothing in the law supported the request of Equality Michigan, that the legislature had to act, and that if the commission took the action that they were proposing to pass this interpretive statement, it would be an unlawful act. The members of the commission would lose their immunity, and they could be sued in court. And that's pretty much what we've been arguing all along. So it was nice to hear that the Attorney General's office agreed with our legal interpretation.
So let me get this straight, though. Bill Schuette was not there, just so I'm perfectly... I mean, this comes the same day or a couple of days after he announces his run for governor, right?
Right.
So he's in the race for governor. All of a sudden, this happens, and they say, well, Bill Schuette incorrectly intervened with the commission's authority. That came from Equality Michigan's director of public policy. But Bill Schuette didn't intervene at all, that I can tell.
Right. And in fact, the assistant attorney general who was there made it real clear that it was not Mr. Schuette who had made this interpretation or statement to the commission. It was his division of the Attorney General's office. Now, obviously, Bill Schuette is the head of the Attorney General's office, but the assistant made it clear that this decision had come down at the division level. It had not gone up to the Attorney General himself. And so now it's, you know, when the other side, Equality Michigan, and folks saw that they were losing this battle yesterday, they've flipped it into going after Mr. Schuette on the issue, and it's too bad.
So let me ask you something. You were there. You watched all this unfold. You've been obviously watching and participating to some extent in this story. Was it a setup? I mean, I wasn't there. I didn't see it. Do you feel like maybe this was a planned strategy to discredit Bill Schuette in his run for governor?
Well, you do wonder. I mean, politics is politics. And it was pretty clear that a number of the commissioners were upset that they felt they could not act in the way they wanted to act, that they did not have the authority, and that it was the Attorney General's office telling them that.
Now, wait a second. You're saying that if the Attorney General hadn't pointed out to them that they would be basically on their own, floating out in space with no legal protection if they did this, that you believe this would have passed?
Oh, yeah, I believe so. I think it probably would have passed unanimously from the comments that were made by the commission.
Now, how would that be when you just told us that half of the people attending were opposed and half were in favor, and yet this committee, this commission would have voted unanimously? Why would they have done that if they know that half the people are staunchly opposed?
Well, I guess you'd have to ask them, Steve, but it was pretty clear that that's what they felt, and that they felt, as the director of the commission said, discrimination is discrimination. They did not feel that any of this was proper. And so, that's their legal, or that's their political position. So that's what they were going to. They would have done that if they could have. But, again, they did not have the authority. This is a separation of powers issue. The legislature makes the law and changes the law, not the Civil Rights Commission.
I understand. And one of your colleagues at the Great Lakes Justice Center, I see here in one of these articles, is quoted. William Wagner, who is on the program here on a regular basis, argued the commission would be acting extra-constitutionally by taking such a stance on the Elliott Larson Civil Rights Act, which they contended was squarely in the legislature's purview. So, Mr. Wagner, Professor Wagner, was on your side, obviously. You guys probably talk about these things at length.
Right. We were both there and testified yesterday. And, it's interesting here that the real issue yesterday had nothing to do with LGBT rights and discrimination. This issue yesterday had to do with the rule of law and good governance. And are we going to allow our government to just act however they want to outside the parameters of the Constitution, or are these people going to be held accountable to act within the parameters or the limits of their power? And fortunately, that's what happened yesterday, is that they could not act because they did not have the authority to do so. So now what they did was they punted it, Steve. They sent it to the Attorney General and saying, we want a formal opinion from the Attorney General's office. Well, the only opinion the Attorney General can give them is on this issue of separation of powers. He can't give them an opinion as to whether or not he thinks LGBT rights should be in the Elliott Larson Act. All he can do is say, Commission, do you have the right to pass this interpretive statement or not? And I think clearly from what the Assistant Attorney General said last night, they're going to come down and say, you can't do it. But that's not weighing in on the issue itself. So people are conflating the issue, and it's obvious from the comments of some of the Equality Michigan folks yesterday, they want to use this to attack Bill Schuette, and that's what they're going to do.
All right. Well, again, another high-profile case for the Great Lakes Justice Center for you and Professor Wagner. I guess we'll see where this one goes, but it won't go too far away, I'm sure. David Coleman, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. Always great to be on.
All right, David Coleman, Senior Counsel, Great Lakes Justice Center. Quick break. We'll be right back.